Bugs bugging you? Plants looking puny? Water bills too high? Well, you found the place to get the answers. It's Dirt Doctor Radio with the Dirt Doctor himself. Here he is, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. We've got open lines for you at 866-444-3478 to talk about whatever you would like to discuss in gardening, landscaping, pest control, environmental issues, whatever is on your mind, soil kinds of things. It's up to you. 866-444-3478. There are a few things I need to talk about, as usual. This hour is brought to you by Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. I've been talking a lot the last couple of weeks and today about Roundup, the dangers of Roundup, and glyphosate, the active ingredient in Roundup. One of the ways that you, one of the few things that you can do to help overcome the damage that this product does to the body is to do real good quality probiotics and build that biology in the gut back up that's being hurt. The damage to the gut biology leads to all kinds of things, all kinds of big degenerative diseases, including Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, autism in children. All those kind of things are covered in this video that is the current newsletter that I've been recommending that you listen to and watch and listen to. But probiotics, taking the probiotics is the most important thing, in my opinion, and eating organic food as much as possible that you can do. And clean water helps a bunch as well. Also by my book, the Organic Lawn Care book, which gets into some of the questions that have come up this morning, and that is how you do weed control without Roundup. We cover that extensively in the book. The book is written for the country. It's not a regionalized book. Organic Lawn Care, it's the latest one that I have done. And it gives you a thorough breakdown of the alternatives that are there for weed control if you are smart enough to stay away from Roundup and other glyphosate products. By the way, some of the people that recommend glyphosate and Roundup don't even recommend some of the new products. What they're doing is they're taking Roundup, glyphosate, and mixing it with 2,4-D and other things. And that, you know, that's great. That's getting back to something similar to Agent Orange, you know, that mixture. And there is absolutely no research, no experiments, no data at all about what danger there is when you start combining those kinds of toxic chemicals. And what research does exist for Roundup has been done by, guess who? Monsanto, company that owns the place, owns the product. Forest tent caterpillars, a little bit more in Howard's garden. Forest tent caterpillars. Do you know what that is? Well, a lot of you are seeing it and asking me about it and sending me pictures of this really pretty caterpillar. It's a caterpillar that has little blue diamonds, blue spots on its back, and it congregates first on the trunks of trees, primarily red oaks, and then later decides to migrate up to the foliage and start eating the foliage. Typically, I've seen it not do a whole lot of damage like some of the other canker worms, the little green worms, and other caterpillars do. But the forest tent caterpillar can be easily killed if you want to, and I just did it in my backyard. Had some not on the red oaks in the front yard, but on the cambioak. Cambioak is a form of red oak. It's one in our garden. It's basically evergreen. It's one that needs to be far more used in landscaping, and I think probably has a tremendous range that it will grow in as far as hardiness. Mine, I started looking into cambioaks when I found some in San Antonio at the botanical gardens there, and I thought, boy, this is a terrific tree. I started looking into it, and I ran into some people who knew a little bit about the tree. Basically comes from the Big Bend area. Benny Simpson covered it in some of his writings and brought some in with some other people. I found some growers that grew some. And then I started finding some in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And lo and behold, some of them, without question, had been here since before 1983 and 84. And that's the year that even killed live oaks in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. But these cambium oaks, which everybody up to this point thought, well, since it comes from warmer places than we might have here, it may not live here. But I think that semi-evergreen nature of it gives you a hint, gives you a tip about its cold hardiness. So it's in my books. It's on the website, Cambie, C-A-N-B-Y, Cambie Oak. It is a red oak, but it's a red oak that is almost evergreen. Anyway, it's the one that had the forest tent caterpillars on the trunk. They cluster all jammed together. And I was telling some of the guys that were planting flowers that here's what you use to kill it, and had a bottle of orange oil. I put a little orange oil in just a squirt bottle, squirted the two masses, and it killed them completely dead as a hammer. So there's nothing toxic that you need to use. You can use the Garrett juice as a base, which is good if you're going to be spraying the whole tree, and add the orange oil up to about 2 ounces per gallon. Never go above that because you might do some damage to the foliage. But if you mix orange oil delimonene into the Garrett juice spray, it'll kill cankerworm. It'll kill the forest tent caterpillar. Oh, and by the way, it will also kill beneficials. So you only spray a killing organic pesticide, insecticide, right directly on the problem tree and the problem area, part of the tree, not all over the whole property. If you had put out the trichogramma wasps, like I recommended, as the foliage emerged, you probably wouldn't even see these guys on your property. They would have been killed at the egg stage and would not have hatched. If you do see the worms, they're very easy to kill with orange oil. There's a product called spinosad out there that's a little bit less damaging probably to the beneficials than orange oil in some ways. It will confuse the honeybees to a bit, so you have to be careful about spraying it everywhere. But those caterpillars are very easy to control. To the phones. That number, by the way, 866-444-3478. Here's Elaine in Milton, Delaware. Is that right, Elaine?
That's right.
Thank you for joining us.
I love your show.
Thanks.
I'm an avid gardener, and I just find all kinds of interesting tips that you give us.
Well, great.
I have two things. One is I grew lima beans, pole beans, a couple years in a row.
Okay.
And my husband made these really nice frames, and they grew all over the frames, and they had blossoms all over, and then none of them formed. They did not form into the beans, but they were healthy. They had blossoms everywhere.
Wow, you had a lot of flowers, and they did not turn into beans.
No.
A couple of things might be going on here. Elaine, if your vines are really healthy and really luxuriant in the foliage growth, that energy is going to continue to be used in the plant there. So giving the vine a little bit less tender, loving care sometimes will help you set the fruit better. The other thing, like I was telling a caller in the first hour with his citrus trees, if you're having, it probably is not the case that your plant's too deep in the ground in this case because you grew them from seed, but the Garrett juice mixture, if you've been listening, you have heard me talk about it, using it as a foliar spray as the plants are growing and also a drench in the ground will without question help set the buds and set the fruit on any kind of a plant.
Well, I was wondering, could have been there weren't enough bees around to pollinate?
I don't know if that's the case with that plant or not. It may be. You're not seeing any honeybees or bumblebees or any pollinators at all?
Well, I have a number of pollinators, but honeybees are pretty scarce these days.
Okay. Tell you what I'd recommend in that case, in case that is an issue. There are two plants. You'll probably have to grow these as an annual, although you can probably tell me better than I know about this, but even if they'll freeze in the winter, using the almond verbena and the white Greg's Mist flower and other plants that flower like crazy and have real good fragrances will probably help you with your issue.
Well, I have all kinds of flowers. I mean, this place is just covered with
flowers. That's great. I think the other thing is the issue then. You probably have plenty of pollination going on.
Okay, but one more thing.
We're going to probably be – go ahead. We'll start, but I may have to put you on hold.
I have a trunk. My cat scratched with her claws.
Okay.
And it sort of damaged the trunk. And, you know, the bark is peeling.
Let's talk about when we come back. That's a good question. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, back after this.
EcoSafe provides natural, organic pest control to take care of pests without using harmful, toxic products. EcoSafe offers complete commercial and residential pest management, flea and tick control, rodent control, and termite inspections and treatment. EcoSafe specializes in the use of Spectra products to eliminate pests naturally. EcoSafe is also offering franchise opportunities to the pest control companies. Call 1-855-825-2849 or go to EcoSafePest.com.
You can have a beautiful landscape and be kind to the environment. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulture expert. For great results, whether vegetables, lawns, trees, shrubs, or flowers, I recommend Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer. Its slow-release, goof-proof formula provides consistent feeding and is safe for children and pets. So whether you're a seasoned or novice gardener, trust the fertilizer that's been proven effective for over 85 years. Use Milorganite for all your lawn and garden needs. Anywhere you want good things to grow. Milorganite for better results naturally.
I have a great recommendation for container gardening. SmartPot is superior in several ways. It's a fabric container that releases heat and enhances root structure because it's fabric. You can have a garden in any location. It's easy to carry, lasts for years, provides excellent drainage, and prevents soil compaction and circling roots. For more information or to find a store in your area, go to smartpots.com or call 800-521-8098. That's smartpots.com.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right, we're back with Elaine in Milton, Delaware, listening on 92.7. You still there, Elaine? Hello, Elaine. There she is. Elaine, you there?
I'm here.
Okay, real quickly, one quick final thing on the lima beans before we talk about the cat. The is where you're growing, something dawned on me, where you're growing the lima beans, is it in a enclosed garden area by any chance, enclosed with by plants or fences or anything like that?
Actually, no. It's in full sun, and it's just it was really a puzzle. I mean, this happened 2 years in a row, and it discouraged me from even growing it.
Okay. Well, the reason I thought about that is that lima beans are perfect flowers, you know, and the wind pollination and maybe hitting them around with a stick or an old tennis racket, kind of like we do with tomatoes, might help. The insects still do help to a degree, but you might try just roughing them up a little bit. And I think that the other things that we talked about of using, you know, the Garrett juice mixture to help push those buds to set will help you. Give it a try this year and see if it makes any difference. The other thing is you might try some other varieties than the ones you've been planting. There may be some that'll just work better there in your site.
I wondered about that myself.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you said hit it like with a tennis racket, I've never heard that. Is it a good way to get pollination around?
Yeah, if a plant is wind pollinated, you know, like the lima beans and like tomatoes are, whacking them around actually moves the pollen around for one thing, but for another thing, there's this mechanism within a plant that if it thinks it's in trouble, for example, when a holly is in stress for whatever reason, you've probably noticed this, it'll set a huge amount of berries, you know, in the winter.
Oh.
This is the same thing with tomatoes, and I've talked to some people, one fellow that I worked for, converting a big commercial project here in Dallas. It was Johnson & Johnson when they were here. We converted their 100 acres to an organic program, and he told me that his father was a gardener, and he would literally just beat the tar out of his tomatoes and almost really hurt them, and it helped to produce tremendous production. You can overdo it, obviously. But when a tomato is in a cage or a vine like you have, is in a cage or by itself. If you lightly whack it around without doing too much damage, it will increase the set and the production.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, so now my other problem is...
Yeah, the kitty cat.
Well, she was sharpening her claws on this tree, so I put, you know, I put like a little fencing around it. And it's been a couple years later, but the bark is still damaged, and part of it is kind of like cracking off.
Okay.
And it's a witch hazel, and it's a beautiful color.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
All right. Well, here's what you do. There's two steps here. One is to treat any kind of wound, any kind of physical wound, whether it's a lawnmower that's run into the tree or it's an animal damage. And there's a lot of those that are happening out there for various reasons. What you use is called the tree trunk goop. And tree trunk goop is a mixture of three things: compost, soft rock phosphate, and natural diatomaceous earth. And you mix those together with water into a slurry, and you smear it on the wounded plant. It feeds through the wound. It helps to heal the wound a whole lot faster. And as it washes off or gets rained off and goes into the soil, it's a good fertilizer. It's compost, soft rock phosphate, and natural diatomaceous earth. Those are the ideal ingredients for people who can't find soft rock phosphate, and that may be the case there in Delaware. You can use fireplace ashes instead.
Well, I have fireplace ashes.
Yeah.
But that's good too, huh?
Yeah, just mix it together with compost and natural diatomaceous earth, which should be easy to find. Smear it on there. The other thing on the cats, and this would be good for our Victor pet tip of the week, if you've got cats going to a plant and damaging it, you might want to consider doing a border, a mulched area, not piled up on the trunk, but just outside of the trunk, of lava gravel. Reason for that thinking is that cats do not like to have their dainty little feet walking across something that's spiky, and lava gravel is.
Okay, so now when you told me this mixture of wood ashes and dirt, good dirt, right?
Well, now natural diatomaceous earth. It's a material that your feed and farm stores might have. You might have to order it mail order, which wouldn't be a problem at all because it's so lightweight. All of the mail order places that sell organic products would sell natural diatomaceous earth. It's a natural mineral that was formed by volcanic ash. Millions of years ago, the ash fell in the ocean and it formed these layers of this diatomaceous earth, and now they're mined in dry areas. You know, it used to be oceans, and there are several of these deposits around the United States. Fairly common kind of thing to access.
Mm-hmm. So it's ashes and then this dirt you were telling me about, and what else?
Compost.
And compost.
Yeah, just use your own compost or buy some at the nursery. You can use earthworm castings. That's a high-quality compost is what that is. Smear it on there. When it gets washed off, put some more on.
Thank you so very much. I'll be calling back again probably.
Thank you, Elaine.
Bye.
We're delighted to have new people coming into this organic thing. And by the way, you can read all these details about things that might sound strange on dirtdoctor.com.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step by step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain a lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478. Or ask for it in your favorite bookstore or garden center.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best-looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Matt told me that somebody called in and said that I was wrong about diatomaceous earth. That it's from diatoms, these little one-celled animals in the water that die and their skeletons basically build up the diatomaceous earth, and they were right. I was thinking two different things at one time. There's probably some of the minerals from volcanic ash in the diatoms, but the volcanic ash turns into primarily zeolite, which is another thing we recommend all the time, a mineral that we use for bed preparation, and we use for detoxing areas. It has the ability to grab and hold on to things, and it particularly likes ammonia, but other things as well. And zeolite is something that's covered on our website. Zeolite and diatomaceous earth both covered in the website and on the books too. One thing about the book I was going to mention on the organic lawn care book, one of the things that I put in the beginning of the book was a comment about a golf course that is the star right now, Augusta National, where they're playing the Masters. You probably knew you weren't going to get through the show here without me mentioning the Masters and what young Jordan Spieth is up to. But I wrote in the book that that Augusta National, where they play the Masters, is actually a problem. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous place. I'm extremely impressed with what they do. I love watching it. I love the tournament. But I did write in my book that it has created a big problem, and that problem is that people watch it on television or even more powerfully go there and see it in person, and they see this turf that is absolutely perfect. There's not a weed on the property. There's not a cigarette butt on the property. There's no running allowed at Augusta National. You follow the rules. You can put your chair down. And I don't know if you even have to leave your name on it. I guess you got to leave some identification. But you can go out there early in the morning, put your chair down on the side of the 18th green, and come back 4 hours later, and it'll be there. The people, the patrons, do not do things they're not supposed to do there for the most part. Anyway, the quality of the grass has created this desire of homeowners and golf course owners and people that are at country clubs and fee courses alike to have a quality level that's somewhere up there like the Masters. Well, that's not possible. The Masters budget, the Augusta National budget, is literally unlimited. It doesn't matter what is needed, they spend it. They have underground aeration systems and watering systems and drainage systems and everything else under the greens and all kinds of high-tech kind of things besides the usual. And it is an extremely, extremely artificial a deal. Beautiful, yes. Artificial, though, tremendously. And so I mentioned it in there that it creates this kind of artificial desire to have something perfect. Enjoy it. I certainly am. And if you've been watching Jordan Spieth, our young 21-year-old Dallasite is 4 shots in the lead. He was in the lead going into the last round last year, too, and got beat by Bubba Watson. So we'll see if he can pulled it off this year. I'm looking forward to watching it. Cecilia in Mesquite is next up. Hello, Cecilia.
Well, howdy, Howard. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great.
Oh, wonderful. I'm sitting out at a beautiful park right now, and I had a question about I'm trying to use as little water as possible, and I have St. Augustine grass and and a lot of weeds. Just last 2 years, I've gotten about every kind of weed you can think of in my yard. But I was listening to y'all talking about scalping the grass and scraping it with something, and I wanted to put the buffalo grass down, and I hear there's a new, better, improved buffalo grass. Do you know what the name of that is?
Well, Turfalo is one that was developed out of Texas Tech and has some properties that are a little bit out of the ordinary, but buffalo grass in general is something that I love. I think it's the best grass if you have full sun.
That's all I've got is sun.
Yeah. So the best thing to do, I wouldn't scrape it off and start over. If it were mine, I'd scalp it pretty severely and then rough up the surface. You can scrape it off and start with a clean slate there if you want to do that. But if you just scalp it and rake it real heavily or aerate it scratch it with, you know, some kind of device that roughs it up real well, plant the seed. It's about time to do that. We need 70-degree air temperature and 70-degree soil, more or less. Keep it watered real regularly, just like you would any seed until it's up and growing, and then it will do better in the full sun and be less maintenance and need less water than any turf you can plant. And if it's mixed with some weeds and with some Bermuda and with some this, that, and the other thing, I don't have a problem with that. It will tend to dominate, buffalo will, if you don't water and don't fertilize too much.
Okay, but I need to water, but not too much, so the undesirable grass and weeds won't come up.
Once it's established, to establish it, you need to water it and let it get up. And if you do a little hand weeding and hoeing to get the the most troublesome big weeds out, competitive weeds out while it's establishing, that would be good. But once it's established, you can mow it once a month or whatever, once a year, or you can mow it every week if you want to. It's on golf course. It's on the golf course I play. It's been there for, probably 80 years in the roughs, and it's been mowed, on a every few days basis. So Buffalo can take mowing daily, or it can be mowed once a year. You can go either way you want to go.
Right, boy, and that's what I'm looking for, because I just sprained my ankle mowing. And I'd rather not mow. I've sweated enough in the summertime.
Well, just go the cheap route like I would do it is what I'd recommend.
Okay, and as far as, let me see, the diatomaceous earth, I'm trying to, I've got a little dog, and I heard you can spread that out on the lawn to keep fleas and, I don't know if there's any other varmint or little insects that you can keep away with it, but do I just spread it out there on the lawn, and do I have to do it again once I mow?
Well, the diatomaceous earth will help you with fleas and ticks if it's dry weather. If there's any moisture at all, diatomaceous earth would function as a as a soil amendment, but it wouldn't kill the fleas and ticks at all. If it's moist, it doesn't have any insect power, any insect control power, because the way it controls insects is that it desiccates them. It pulls the moisture from the insect. So, excuse me, if there's any moisture, you need to go with beneficial nematodes instead of diatomaceous earth. If it's dry as a bone, diatomaceous earth will kill fire ants, fleas, ticks, and all those things. But most people, even if you've got a low-water garden, have some level of moisture out there. And if there's any moisture at all, that completely shuts down the insect-killing power of natural DE.
Or can you put it on your dog?
I don't recommend it because it's very drying to their fur. If you do it maybe once a year or something, it wouldn't be that bad, but it'd be better to just, if the dogs have fleas and ticks on them, just bathe them in nice, mild, soapy water. If you put a little orange oil in the water, not too much, but a little bit of orange oil. If you put a little bit of cornmeal, to have some cornmeal juice in the bath water, that's very soothing and helps with any disease pathogens that might be popping up.
Okay. And I put the only fertilizer I've ever used is the corn gluten.
No, that's fine.
And, does it make the weeds grow just as well as it makes the grass?
Yeah, if they're already there, it sure will.
Yeah.
Just functions as a natural pre-emergent, so you have to get it out before the weeds germinate. It's perfect to use in the vegetable garden when you're planting a new vegetable crop and you got bare soil. Once the new whatever it is at this time of the year, the southern peas or okra or squash or whatever it is, corn, whatever, starts to grow and it has small plants up and growing, put the corn gluten meal around the plants that are growing, and it'll keep the weeds shut down. Works very well in that case.
Oh, well, that's great. Okay. Well, and mosquito killers, I was going to tell you, I've been to the Caribbean several times, and every island, we go scuba diving, we come up on our breaks, and we go to one little island here, one little island there, and everybody out there has the bags of water. And I think because the flies have those magnifying eyes, like they have like 12 sets of eyes or something.
Yeah.
That's how the water deters the flies, and there's never any flies. I've never seen a fly out there.
Yeah, those bags of water do work, and I think you're right. I think that the way they have those complex eyes and the reflections and refractions in the water, the prisms and all, I think that's how it works. Cecilia, I got to run, help some other people, but thanks for calling.
Hey, thank you for your help.
Appreciate it. And there's an open line now at 866-444-3478. Shirley in Dallas is next up.
Hi. While I was listening and waiting to talk to you, I was thinking about the tree goop. Is that mixed with equal parts?
Yes, equal parts of the three things, compost, soft rock phosphate, and natural diatomaceous earth. And
okay,
then you add enough water just to make a sloppy, you know, slurry that'll smear on the wound and stay there. If it's too wet, it'll just run off, you know, and if it's too thick, you can't get it to smear very well.
Okay. I am a little maiden voyage growing radishes, and they look ridiculously easy because they're coming out. I'm so excited. But
yeah.
I'm using planters,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know if I planted them too thickly or not. Since they grow so fast, should I thin them out or just, you know, see how they do? I don't want to cause any problems with them because I want them to succeed. I don't know what to do. I know you thin carrots out, but do you do that to radishes as
yeah,
well?
Yeah, any plants that are really close together benefit from thinning out a little bit. And when you thin them out, you can thin them out with a rake across and thin out that way. Pick up all those little seedlings that are coming up, put them in your salad at night. You know,
okay.
It's a delicious way to get some things for the salad. Let me put you on hold if you had something else. Got to run for a second. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, back after this.
When gardening is part of your life, it brings so much. Healthy eating, the freshest, most local produce, and playing in the dirt. At BonniePlants.com, you'll find all you need to succeed. When you grow Bonnie veggie and herb plants in beds or containers, you'll know where your food comes from. Homegrown veggies and herbs ready for cooking, eating, and enjoying. And you did it. So get growing with Bonnie Plants.
Hard at work for over 60 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now you can create the softest shower of rain. 9 water patterns for a variety of uses. Or a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you.
Staying healthy and building immunity begins in your gut, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. So keeping your digestive tract healthy is imperative for ideal health. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author and science advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. And there's no better way to improve your digestive health than taking a high-quality probiotic. I recommend taking Dr. O'Hara's every day to rev up the immune system because it has carefully selected strains of beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health and improve immunity. His exclusive formula delivers live, beneficial bacteria that are easily absorbed and provides optimal digestive support, boosts immunity, and increases energy through better absorption of nutrients. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garajuice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garajuice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth:
Animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health, landscaping, gardening, and pest control. In the pet category, I now have a strong dog and cat recommendation. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we've promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food I recommend and feed my dogs now, and I think you should try it with your pets as well. They'll enjoy it just like mine do. The formulas that I focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten. They're all naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors, and they're loaded with vitamins, minerals, and enzymes, also probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dog Carmen and Tater look and feel better than ever. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store. For more information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on Ask Howard button on dirtdoctor.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard back with you. Open line if you want to jump on here real quick at 866-444-3478. There was something I was going to tell you about diatomaceous earth. It's really an interesting material. People are asking me about the insect control from it, and a lot of people still recommend that, and I did too. I think early on in my radio career, I talked about using it to kill insects, and I still do occasionally. You can kill fire ant mound out with it to a degree, and you can dust it around inside the house for roaches and use it a little bit like you would use boric acid. And it's good for various kinds of insects and all, but the really best use for it is putting it into livestock and pets' feed. It works a lot like other mineral supplements, things like, the Redmond salt amendment and other kinds of things. Some people like to do seaweed. That's a good thing. We've got a lot of information about those issues on our website on dirtdoctor.com if you want to check it out. DE is something that I take internally occasionally, a real clean, natural product. The DE and other rock minerals, real finely ground zeolite works the same way. Will pull toxins out of the body. That's the main thing that it does. And some people think, well, if it kills an insect, you know, why would anybody take it internally to cut your insides up? Well, that's not how it works. It doesn't cut up insects and kill them. What it does, as I said earlier, is simply dehydrate them, pulls the moisture out of the insect, fouls up the balance of moisture in the insect, and that's how it kills. Good tool, but it's not, it's not the end-all kind of a tool either for the organic program. 866-444-3478. Here's Sarah in Tyler, Texas. Hello, Sarah. Are your azaleas starting to bloom beautifully over there yet?
Oh, they're gorgeous. They're everywhere you look.
That's great.
Hey, I have a question.
I have never gardened in my life, but I have decided it is time.
Okay, good.
And I'm doing it organically.
That's good, too.
I have a little salad raised bed. It's really about the size of a drawer. And I've noticed it has lots of little, what look like gnats in the soil and on the leaves. And I found an anole last night trying to help me out with them.
The little green lizard, yeah.
Yeah. But do I need to do something?
Well, if they're fungus gnats, which they may be, Sarah, it tends to be an indication that things are being kept a little too moist. Is that a possibility?
Yeah, we've had a lot of rain.
Yeah. Fungus gnats are just a nuisance more than a damaging kind of thing. You can kill them with BTI, the same stuff that we use for mosquitoes. BTI stands, it's a bacillus. It's Bacillus thuringiensis israelensis, and it kills mosquitoes and fungus gnats and a few other insects like buffalo, black buffalo flies and things like that. But it's if they do continue to be a problem, just put some. You can get one of the granular BTI products from most any store that sells pest control, either in a donuts or in a granular form. Put a little bit in some a quart spray bottle, and just spritz it, and it'll help control any future generations of it coming on, if that is what it is. And it's probably what you're dealing with. You can kill the ones that are flying around with orange oil. Mix a little bit of orange oil in water, not too much, never more than 2 ounces per gallon at the most. 1 ounce is probably enough. And spraying them as they're flying around, it'll kill them on contact.
And are they harming the plants?
I don't think that they do any damage at all. I think they're just a nuisance for you.
Okay.
Yeah, they're mostly into moisture and fungus rather than plants.
Okay, and the fungus wouldn't be causing a problem for my...
No, it's a different situation. But if you are having a lot of fungus gnats, it probably means you're watering a little more than you need to. And you might have better production if you water real good and thorough, and then go as long between waterings as you can. Same advice we'd give on turf grass watering.
Okay. Well, thank you. That will help me.
All right. Good luck with your new garden.
All right. Thanks.
See you later. Open line at 866-444-3478. Sandy in Joshua. Hello, Sandy.
Hi, Howard. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you.
I planted some trees this fall, winter, about December. Mm-hmm. I planted three pretty little 5-gallon Schumard red oaks and two nice maples. But anyway, my Schumards, two of them have budded out, and one of them hasn't. It's green. It's bendy. Is there something
bendy?
I can do to,
okay.
You know, I mean, the branches don't snap. But it still looks healthy. It just hasn't budded out yet. And the other two are beautiful.
Okay.
Is there something I can do, like clip it a little to make it?
Well, that's not a good sign. You might can cut it back and cause it to have a reaction to try to send out some new growth. It should have leafed out by now, so you might be in trouble. Were these planted for you, or did you plant them?
No, I planted them myself.
Okay. Did you make sure you planted them nice and high, not too deep in the ground?
Oh yeah.
All that stuff?
Yeah.
Sometimes plants just die, and nothing you can do. But I would drench it with Garrett juice. I'd spray the bark. The Garrett juice will actually enter the plant through the bark. Scratch around on the surface, make sure there's no circling or girdling things cutting into the trunk, and see if you can get it to pull out. If it doesn't, it might mean you just have to replant one or two.
Well, darn. I thought you would have the magic cure.
Well, that is the magic cure if there is one. Let me put you on hold if you had something else. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I'll be back with you right after this.